For most people in Australia, 000 is the first and only point of call in an emergency. But tens of thousands of Chinese-speaking Australians are also using the social media app WeChat to get help, effectively making it a digital neighbourhood watch group. Anna Hartley reports.
When Brisbane woman Layla Chen was woken in the middle of the night by a loud bang, she thought there was an intruder downstairs.
So I just called my mom straight away because she was in another bedroom. And then she said she heard it as well. So we just keep quiet because I'm so nervous because my daughter was just beside me. I'm just so worried.
She managed to call 000 for the police, and she did something else. She went online to alert her local neighbourhood watch group using the Chinese social media app WeChat.
A lady sends a message to the group, so I think it's a big emergency. Yeah, so I think I have to go.
Johnson Zhang lives nearby, saw the message and got to the Karabi home within minutes.
She didn't open the door. She asked me by Chinese, not English. She asked me if I'm coming. So I answered by Chinese as well, and she opened the door. And I said, you just stay in the bedroom and I'm just checking around your home.
I just feel really safe after he come over. And he said he was checking like around the house as well. So yeah, I just feel really secure after that.
The police also found no sign of forced entry. But Layla Chen is one of tens of thousands of people who've been using similar WeChat groups around Australia in recent years. The largest is SOS Oz, founded by Melbourne man Hoi Fung Lu in 2016.
There's an old Chinese saying, when you're living far away, you better have good neighbours to help out. Initially, the group was started because we thought the concept of neighbourhood watch was good, but it's a bit out of date and it was hard to bring the community together in that way. So with new technology like WeChat, we decided to put it online for the Chinese community.
2.5 million Australians use WeChat. Hai Ching Yu is a researcher from RMIT who's studying Chinese digital media in Australia.
It has grown a lot. And this is the main platform where people share information about emergency situations. People seek help when they are in trouble. And the volunteers will also organize among themselves to patrol in the neighborhood on the streets, particularly at nighttime.
Senior Sergeant Simon Mortimer of Queensland Police says the WeChat groups can be useful, but cautions against them being used in an emergency.
People being engaged in finding crime and seeing crime and reporting it, that's great. So we don't mind those groups communicating.
And the police now have Mandarin and Cantonese speaking liaison officers running their own WeChat account.
We found we needed that extra link to the Chinese people, so we found we needed to move into that space.
For Layla Chen, she's just pleased her neighbourhood watch WeChat group was there when she needed it.
Anna Hartley reporting there.